geheime Biene, die Schadie, Zucke müsste gegeben. In other words, if a person is a Klimarishagag and on the carcass there, on the ground, they were Kolomachsoses. So if the Kli had fallen upon the Kolomachsoses, so then it wouldn't have broken. And then he came and he was misalik, the Kolomachsoses, so he spot her. My time may be in the Dishadye, Psuke Mafzike Gire. Zorak Barakli Klim Rishagar. His potter Zesh Shover in the market. Kein Shirosi, Shari Seifeli Shover. Then, so the Shmubeses mentions in the name of the Ramesh Okasi that only if the Kormuch Soses belong to the Misalik. If, let's say, even if the Zirik HaKli was the Misalik, or somebody else Misalik, my time may be in the Shadye Psuke Mifzikikire, but if the Kelim belong not to himself, to somebody else, then he's higher to pay. Because then he's a mazik, at least al digome, and maybe even a mazik you're dying in spite of the fact that it was destined to be nitzel. But through his siluk, he enabled the kelim to break. The killing to break some melee is a mazik is high. So we see there's the Rami Sakati. So we see from the Rami Sakati that there is a difference between the case where the killing belong, the siluka sulem or siluka ke korimach sources that could be matzel the kele from breaking, where it belongs to the misalik, or it belongs to somebody else. So Mele the Miri says in Sanhedrin that according to the Rach and the Rosh, that the heter of Midl and Mailin only implies that minimum Moslem are mufke of Lissamedel Dam Racho, they're not mufke of the love of Lissirsoch. So when is it a question with Samuel Racho if he's misalik the sulam that belongs to him? But if the sulam belongs to somebody else, then he's evil lisirsach. The chlapoches a gromel lisirsach. If not, be a dying because he enables the person, he causes the person to die through the bayer. So he's a gerim and he's a valisirsoch and minimum moslem according to Mechananel are not mufke of the love of lisirsoch. But now coming back, so bishleim eligav eliyake chaveri and liyizel chaveri, we can apply the Rambam to the cases my father said where he's in Isimai Samcho and Lohigzeil Momene to a case where he's a Meridmailin Solitei Momene Chomomegufe. So if somebody guzzles him in, he's not even a Sigzel. But how about Lohikalenu? There is no Maise Almes and there is no Haromes Yad. So the answer is, even by Kvole, there is no Aromes Yad. There is no Aromes Yad, a physical Aromes Yad, but there is a verbal Aromes Yad. Kvole, when we call a person, so that's considered a verbal Aromes Yad. And if somebody is engaged in a verbal Aromes Yad, he's also a Chayti. If he means the Shem Shemayim, and if he doesn't mean the Shem Shemayim, so then he's a Rosh. Now that's a Gemore in Avodah Zarah and in Shabbos. Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, I think.
Where was this quoted from? The Shittim and Betzis?
What?
The Shittim and Betzis, the Shittim quoted, what was that from?
With the Daf? Chavovam Beis. The name of Arab, Arab, Ram Yisakute.
In Baba Kama.
Baba Kama. Now Daf Kufun Tes Omer Beis in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'yomar Rabbi Yaakov Vredi Bas Yaakov Kol Shachavir Nene Shal Yodei Eim Machnis Nei Seib Mechutsos Shal Gadish Bo Minolon Ile Yom Mishum Dechsiv V'yim Rad Hashem Yifate Sachov V'yopeir V'yip V'yal V'yip V'miz Gilod V'yim Arze B'kei Zde B'kei V'ze B'kei Vayitzi Oruach Vayam Fnad Hashem Vayim Aran Yafatenu Vayim Aratzei Voyisi Ruach Sheka V'kol Nivuov V'yayim Artifati V'gam Tuchal Tzei V'asei Mai V'amrinu Mai Ruach Omer Rav Yude Ze Ruchei Shal Niveis Because Ahav killed him. My say, Omarav say, Machtosi Shagribor. We deal me also on the time, which we receive Davis calling Loyichin Elamoche, Shivas calling Mechovid, Shosa say Gamato, Shivas calling Mechovid Zen Nevhadnesa, say Gamato, the Oriel Zest Kyo, Hoded the Kule Korbim Hadnesa. Veis Sitio Sadike, my Havle Mevle, Doma Rav Yude, Omarav Vishor Shibiki Shase Rosho, Lassis Lissi Sadik, Arfikach, Elmoch, Gamanesh La Sadik Loitave, Eloitave Elara, Uksif Kiloi Kil Hofitz Reshato, Loigilhor. So, in other words, Eloitave Elara, Gamanesh La Sadik. If it's tzaddik curses, a roshe, so it's loite. So without the Gemara, I would say that loite means it's not good, it's not the best thing in the world. There is in the siddes not to curse even a roshe. But the Gemara says, in loite velara, that if somebody curses a roshe, if it's not necessary, le migda milse is not a dying, he just curses him, so then he has his Shem Ra, the Gavri is the Rosh, and if, let's say he does it Lishim Shemaim, so then he's a Chete, like the sons of Yehu. So we see that verbal violence, cursing, is also considered and the Maisa Limis and Aromas Yad Aromas Pe all the glory. So maybe we understand this why the Rambam says here Lishu Leike Mishum Frashov, and the question arose, but that's in Mishum Frashes, and the Rambam only mentioned it, that Nishba Levatl Samitzve, so he's Chayev Mishum Frashov. But the answer is, as my brother said, the Rambam has reference to a case where he took his shvuah to curse a roshe, even a roshe nafkeiros, and that's the Gemara in Brochas Navdi Zore. So Hahu Mine Daf Vov, I think, or Dafei in Brochas, the Hav Vishkunosei the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Hav Mitzayalei Bikroye Tuve. Sova, that he will be mechavin the kasi shalakadosh baruch hu, and then he'll curse him. So When that moment arrived, he fell asleep. Shmamino lavirach arle mevedoche. Uchsiv, uchsiv, virachem alal kol masov. Uchsiv gam anish la tzadik leitev. That cursing for a tzadik is loitev. And loitev means not, it's not good. It's not mirsidis. But it means that he's a ra, he has a shem ra. So mele, it is also considered aromes yad. A verb aromes yad, so he's also a rosh. And if he means the shem shemayim, he throws stones against those who drive cars on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, so then he's a chayti. But if he doesn't finish shem shemayim, so then he's a rosh. Now, but there is one difficulty in the Rambam, according to my brother's pshat. If the Rambam is saying that even when one takes a shvuah to curse somebody who doesn't have a rishus to curse, except the Gida Milse, he dying, so then, but because of the aloche of Niko Roshe, so he's the Shua Shov. So why does the Rambam say that if somebody takes Ishvui to eat Chotchka's Eisen Vele, even though the Rambam Paskins like a Bechen, that Chotchishir is also the Reise, but since the Isar of Chotchishir is not an Isar of Mufurish Betero, so Mimele the Shvui is Chal and it's not Ishvui Shov. So Bishleini, if we say that Nishvah Levatasam Mitzvah Yishvua Shov applies only to Yisurim where there is Nisa Tera and Nisa Lav or Nisa Rese, we understand. Because this Issa of Chosh Yishio is the use of the Midish HaTera and Rashi Ben, and there are two categories of the Rises. The Rises of things that are explicit or implicit in the judicial mikro, and the rises that are not explicit and implicit in the judicial mikro, but only it's nilmet through the Midrash Teirah. But if, as my brother said Pshat in the Rambam, that even something that is not osarpdim, but if he is a roshi, he is a chayte, a ra when he does it, so is Yishvua Shov, so the Yisar of Kol Chilev should not be Gorua. Then the Avere of Ein Rishus is the Kal Vachomer. So the answer is, I heard from my father that if somebody will eat Poches Mekishio Anim Kifer, he'll be either an Yisar Reise of Kol Chilev, but at the same time, not only will not be able to love Vachile Vinakipoim, and not only will he not be able to sarese of Vachile Vinakipoim, he'll even be mekayim the mitzvah of Vinisem es Nafyasechem. As long as it's for the perspective of the dvorim that are mentioned in the Pshudishon Mikro, he fasted, so he's mekayim the mitzvah. So there he has rishus from the perspective of the traditional mikro. But here, when he's merim yad, so from the perspective of the traditional mikro, he has no rishus, because vayim al rosh olam asak esreach. Okay, leave it here.
This morning Shabbos was what time?
Daf Kuf Mem Tes on the day. Oi. Oi. Oi.